अच्छा, ज्वालामुखी। आपके सामने आपके समाने की शक्ति छू मंत्र नहीं, लेकिन शिव मंत्र का काम करेंगे। सब समा लिया, सभी के पास शिव मंत्र की शक्ति है या नहीं है? शिव बाप के प्यार में समाये रहो। डुबकी लगाकर, भाई मेरा 27 है,
कल का पढ़ना है
आज तो। अच्छा, ये मेरा ध्यान खींचवाता है, यानी कल के लिए आज पढ़ना है क्या? और जगह देते नहीं है ना मेरे को? अच्छा, तो ये तो मैं पूरा करूं, मुझे अच्छा लगता है। डुबकी लगाकर बाहर नहीं आ जाओ, समाये रहो तो माया के नजरों से बच जाएंगे। अच्छा, कल के लिए ईश्वरी स्नेह दिल का स्नेह है, ईश्वरी स्नेह दिल का स्नेह है। दुनियावी प्यार दिल के टुकड़े टुकड़े कर देता है, क्योंकि प्यार बच जाता है ना।
God's love breaks
दिल के टुकड़ों को जोर करके एक बना देता है।
Spiritual godly love puts together all the broken pieces of the heart.
जो टुकड़ा टुकड़ा हो गई जोर करके एक बना देता। ओम शांति। अभी मुझे याद आया, सौगात नहीं थी कुछ।
ओके,
इसलिए कहा तब कह दो भाई वाला ऊपर लेके आएगा कुछ न कुछ।
यहीं मिलेंगे, यहीं मिलेंगे
भी कह दो।
हाँ,
मैंने क्यों, मैंने कहा मिली हूँ ना, फिर क्यों मिलूँ।
के टूट जाएगा ये दिल, टूट जाएगा ये दिल, आप पछताएंगे फिर ना, हाथ आएगा ये दिल, हाथ आएगा ये दिल, ले इसी दिल की कसम ले, साग होकर भी तू सुन ले, हम न जाएंगे दर पे आए हैं कसम ले, दिल हथेली पर है सुन ले, हम न जाएंगे मैं कदा भी राह में था, छोड़ आए हैं उसे, छोड़ आए हैं उसे, जाम अपने हाथ में था, तोड़ आए हैं उसे, तोड़ आए हैं उसे, तेरे प्यासे हैं कसम ले, दूर से आए हैं सुन ले, हम न जाएंगे दर पे आए हैं कसम ले, दिल हथेली पर है सुन ले, हम न जाएंगे।
Om Shanti. Good morning. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Baba ne ka chu mantra hai.
Baba said,
"Second me sab asambhav hai. Sambhav ho jaye."
Magical how the impossible can become possible. And that is the mantra of Shiva. That is to say, the mantra of Om Shanti. What has Shiva Baba taught us? He's taught us Om Shanti.
Om Shanti se kahi kaam ho jaate hai.
By saying Om Shanti, so many things can happen.
Full stop ho jaate hai.
You're able to apply a full stop.
Bichari.
Poor Maya
Om Shanti ke mantra se bichari.
Becomes poor Maya with the mantra of Om Shanti. She can't possibly do her own task then.
Om Shanti atma ko shant kar deti.
It is Om Shanti that makes the soul peaceful.
Ashant hone ki adat chhod deti.
And enables you to let go of the habit of being peaceless. So who has taught us this? It's Baba. So Baba is remembered. Baba, you're good. Baba, everything is good. Baba, I'm enjoying everything. Yesterday in Romford, Daddy was given the topic that happiness is just 1 minute away. And so, and the way it was all written in the leaflet was very wonderful. That happiness is just a minute away. So Daddy was thinking, what can she share on that topic? And the other aspect of it was, unlock happiness, don't lock it away. So the wonderful language, kind of inspired Dadi to use her own language and build on that. So happiness is our property. It's not far. It's my father's property. It's the property of my fortune. It's through my fortune that I have this property. No one can steal it. And it's the income of my own hard work, my own sweat. And when you've earned an income through your own hard work, your own effort, then of course you have greater value for it, and nobody can have their eyes on your property. Because the fruit of hard work is sweet. Though we have worked hard, though we have had to make effort, the fruit is sweet. And somebody who is a true effort maker is one who will not be afraid of making the right kind of effort, working hard. And it's Maya that scares us from working hard and makes you lazy. A lazy person can never be alert. They will never be present on time. They may be 5 minutes late, 10 minutes late, always late. A jnani soul on the path of jnan, doesn't matter what happens, will not allow laziness to come. Laziness is not allowed. If you allow laziness to come, it means many different types of situations will come which will bring laziness even more. First, Maya may make you lazy or make you disheartened, make you think that you won't be able to do this, let go, it's not possible for you to do this. And so in this way, Maya makes you feel lazy. And Dadi saw in Punjab, they don't say to people that, look, you are sick, you are unwell, but they say that you look a little bit lazy. It's true, isn't it? Shuklaben in Punjab, this is what they say. And so, in fact, laziness is a sickness in itself. But when one is alert, active, then such a person can't be sick. And as Baba said today, relation and connection. You think about who your connection is with, it's with the Almighty. And when your relationship with Him is pakka, really firm, nobody, absolutely no one, can come in between. And if anyone does come in between, it's when there is body consciousness that that happens. But if I think even this body is not mine, then no one can come in between. And one time when Dadi Gulzar was sitting with all the center sisters or the residents, maybe it was in Oxford, and Dadi just went to lie down for a while, thinking that, okay, Dadi Gulzar will look after them, entertain them. And then Dadi was told that Dadi Gulzar said something like, Dadi Janki will also meet you. I have so many stories of the yajna, and Dadi Gulzar said to that group of residents that, okay, you can remember Dadi Janki, it's fine, but you know, there are so many stories of Sakar Baba that all of us have heard, so why should they remember me? And so I think that because all of you have heard so many experiences of Baba, that when you look at me, you remember Baba. And when people do remember Dadi Janki, how do they remember her? That, oh, Dadi Janki shows a stern eye. But when they remember Dadi Gulzar, they think Dadi Gulzar will just be very loving and sweet. So is this why Dadi Gulzar said, remember Dadi Janki, it's fine to remember her? So in subtle form, they those Brahmins who, or others even who live far away, remember Dadi. So may you remember Dadi. But why do you remember Dadi? Because Dadi is always saying, may you're very good, you're very good, you're a Marathi, you have only Baba in your heart, you're a Marathi, you're so good, you're the one who fulfills Baba's hopes. So, we are Baba's hopes. If we children don't fulfill Baba's hopes, then who will? So this is why with this bhavna, we don't just remember Baba for the sake of remembering Baba, but we stay in zeal and enthusiasm to do as what do as Baba wants of us. And so there's that activeness in service, being active, and there's a current from Baba then, and there's a spiritual connection between us all. If there was, well, now no longer is there relationship of attachment, because that is one that brings loss. And that is when there is body consciousness, and you're drawn to the body. So yesterday Dadi was sharing with Dadi Gulzar an example that Dadi has already shared with us, yet Dadi was saying to her, okay, I've given them freedom to remember me if they want to. And she said, actually, when I came to Baba, I was so happy for, I think, a year and a half or 2 years. And I was so happy that I'd come to Baba. I was now Baba's. And then after a while, that happiness reduced. And I said to Baba, Baba, what's happened to me? My happiness is reduced. And Mama said, it's nothing. Baba said, it's nothing. And I said, Baba, I'm not just saying it. There's something wrong with me. There's something not right. So then Baba gave drishti, and then Baba said, child, you have let go of everything from the heart, but they, that is the Lokiks, have not let go of you. Internally, they are trying to pull you back. And so from that day, I understood. And I said, from that moment, as Baba said that, that now Janki has died. She understood why there was that feeling of lack of happiness. So as Baba said, you have to die completely. Even the name of the body is just as an instrument. Not even the names that the Lokic parents had given, but Baba gave me the name Janak, and I moved along with that name and said, Janak means the one who is a trustee and the one who has the practice of being incorporeal. So to be a trustee and be beyond the awareness of the body. And I know many of you will know that this body has tested Dadi so much, and she would say to this body that if you're to be useful, then you have to obey. And I was feeling that Mama has gone, so many have gone from the yagya, have left the body, Didi also has left the body, so who will look after Baba's service? So her great concern for that is what's kept her here. Dada Vishwakishore left the body, and yes, of course, she remembers them, but in the sense that she wants to fulfill the bhavna that all of them had for service. The bhavna that Mama had for service, the feelings she had for service, the way Mama sustained us is how the yagya has been created. She's taught us how to do service of the yagya. Vishwakishore, Dada, Brother Vishwakishore, he was such a trustee, such an example of what a trustee should be, and how the activities of the yagya should be carried out with that feeling that everybody should be happy. that all my sisters, all my brothers should be happy. Everyone should receive whatever their requirements are, whether it's warm clothes, whether it's the right food, whether it's the medicine they need. And he was so firm on his principles, he would not even have had papadam prepared by somebody outside. He would not drink even tea from outside. He would have his own utensils and prepare tea for himself. If he was on his travels in a waiting room somewhere, he never took service from anyone. But one mantra that Brother Vishwakishore had, whatever big jobs he had to do, whether it was concerning government or some official work, and I would ask him, but how did you do that? And he would say, what do you know? It's that Baba had this fixed and it was destined to happen, and so Baba made it happen. And so they were difficult jobs. Yet he never thought of it as difficult. He thought that Baba is behind him and it would happen. A time when we had no blankets and it was very cold weather, and he was asked to bring these warm blankets, and he said, don't worry, it will happen. Not even don't worry, he would say, it's okay, it will happen. And things happened immediately. And it was like snapping your fingers, and all the things that were needed were provided. I never ever saw him miss Amrit Vela. So yesterday Dadi Janki was sharing stories of Dada Vishwakishore to Dadi Gulzar, with Dadi Gulzar. So he was so accurate. So that Baba would then not have any concerns about the yajna. And he was Baba's bodyguard. And he was the protector of the sisters also, knowing that times were bad in the days of Karachi. And so he really, really looked after the yajna. Baba had said, and we also had said, that this is the soul who will be the son of Narayan, and no other soul of that caliber has emerged to this day. So he was a complete heir soul, and the effort he made was honest effort, and he served with his bones and from his heart. And he would perhaps never have given a talk, a lecture. He would say that this is the work of the sisters, and we would call him, the sisters would call him to do a talk, and he would say, no, no, this is the work of the sisters. And so as Baba wanted him to move along, that's the way he did. So he was the protector of the yajna. So when a soul serves in this way from the heart, then even if something happened to the body, and he was always remembered as a wonderful brother, he knew that he was not going to live any longer. He came to Baba, took leave from Baba, and his own duties he handed over to Jagdish Pai and Dada Vishwaratan. And so he knew that his final moments were coming, and Baba didn't sleep the night. Dada Vishwakishore, he knew he was going, he was leaving, and Dadi would go to see him in hospital in Bombay and read to him, speak to him. And he was such a yogi. And though he knew he was going to leave the body, he was so clear in executing his duties and making sure that his duties are given to the right instruments. And as I said to Baba, Baba, Vishwakishore Dada has not been able to sleep that night, Baba said. Baba also has not slept the night, because from Madhupan, Baba was sending him the vibrations to help him sleep. And so this is the service of the mind. So when there is that much love for Baba, then Baba is in bondage to help the children. And I remember it was a Monday evening, and I had been away from Pune for many days, and Dada Vishwakishwara was asking Daddy that, why are you not going back to Pune? He said, you should go back. And I said, but your health is such, I feel I should stay with you. And he said, no, you look after your own health. You don't take care of yourself enough. And so she returned to Pune because he said for her to do that. And so she was conducting class in the evening, and the song that was played was, if not today, then tomorrow the clouds will disperse. And Daddy was conducting class on that song. And then in the morning, she received a phone call that Bal, which means brother, this is how she used to address him, had left the body. And so Daddy asked Baba, should we bring the body back to Madhuban? And Baba said, what need is there to do that? Just put the switch on, that is, to cremate the body electrically. And Baba said, there's no need to bring the body back here. Just you see how Baba is the conqueror of attachment, that though this soul was so serviceable, had done huge amount of service of the yajna. So, and we asked Baba, should we ask Dadi Shil to bring a message from Baba as a trans messenger and offer bhog? And Baba said, no, what need is there for that? The soul's gone, he's gone. And so Baba's stage was so firm as a conqueror of attachment. And so when Baba teaches us to create a stage, you can see how he is the example of that. So when a soul has the sense to create a firm stage in this way, they are able to put right all the external situations. They're able to bring stability in the atmosphere. And when that stage is so firm internally, it means that externally, what you are doing is glorifying Baba's name. You are practically putting into practice what Baba has taught you. When Baba says that Baba likes the jnani souls, it means that souls who are using the right method in jnana, those who are yukti-yukt, those who understand all secrets and use the right method of applying them. So, if there is even the smallest account within, then finish that. Whatever mistake there's been, then forget that and move on. So, three things that he would like to clarify. Whatever is past, has happened, whether it was through body consciousness or for whatever reason it's happened, it has been noted in God's books. And they are our accounts. And so it's noted by God. And he says that I don't keep files of each one, but whatever you do is in your own file. Whether you've done good or bad, you're going to receive the return of that. And as Baba said, that you're not aware that your income is being lost. You're not aware that you are incurring loss, actually. So you have to check this. In body consciousness, or under the influence of body consciousness, there can be the kind of thoughts which are filled with body consciousness, different levels, different types of body consciousness, and they are causing loss. So you have to pay attention to your thoughts and see if there's loss. A sensible soul, an honest effort maker, will increase the power of their concentration. If there is a lack of concentration, then many different types of thoughts will come. And it's as if they have freedom to come from different directions, or in this way you will be accumulating all types of waste thoughts, things you've heard from here and there, and you allow your thoughts the freedom to do whatever, and so you have to apply a firm full stop in this. And in a second, go within and not think this is happening, that's happening, and you're going into the past and emerging the past of the things that went wrong. And so what you're doing is creating a mountain of mustard seeds. And so whatever is the past, you rethink all of that, and then you increase the size of that mountain. So let there be attention now on the present moment, because for no reason should you put blame on anyone, nor to think, am I always the one at to be blamed? But with the power of concentration, there is also the addition of the power of the Almighty Authority. And so everything is forgotten. And I had a chance to sit with Dadi Gulzar quietly, and I said to her that you don't have to make effort. Your effort is natural, because for you, you have Baba's help, and it's within your nature to do things in a natural way. But I have to pay attention that for no reason should my power be lost, and I have to pay attention to Baba so that I can really gain Baba's power. And for you, you are protected, because Baba is the one who has to use your chariot, and so Baba will take care of you. And there has to be courage and good wishes and pure feelings for everyone, always. Always that feeling of friendship towards everyone, always that feeling of benevolence for everyone. And that bhav, that feeling, can never change. The feelings of friendship and the feelings of benevolence. To such an extent that even an enemy can become a friend. Not the kind of friend who simply praises you, but for one who has always defamed you, changes to be your friend. And so to have that attention. And if I were not to have this attention, then everybody's attention will be drawn to what your stage is like as your stage fluctuates. And so there goes your honor. If your stage fluctuates under any circumstance, situation, then how can I say that I'm glorifying Baba's name? Baba's name is to be glorified. That's destined to happen. But for one who is an instrument, they have to have the attention that whatever service they are instrument for, it is Baba's task, and I will become the one who spoils my name if I don't have attention. And if Baba's task is happening in a good way, then Baba glorifies the child, and even the world will accept you and sing your praise. So if the child's name is spoiled, then is Baba's name glorified? So we have to look at our own karmic accounts book. So Mama was so attentive on this that there has to be so much incognito yoga, elevated actions, that whatever has happened in the past can be cleared. Whatever negative stuff there's been in the past in my accounts, that is cleared. So let the intellect be so deep. So Brother Lee, are you able to follow? with the power of concentration, let the things that are old finish, and then with elevated action, let there be an accumulation of elevated actions. And Baba said, let the intellect be so quick, so refined, not a gross intellect. Don't let your intellect be a gross intellect, that Baba gives you the title, gross intellect. And Baba used to give the title, buffalo intellect. You can be hooting the horn and still they won't get out of the way. So, still they won't take heed. So, Baba says the intellect should not be a buffalo intellect, but the intellect should be so deep, far-sighted, unlimited intellect. So, your way of thinking should be so subtle and deep. So, three things that were promised in front of Dadi Gulzar. One, this habit of judging, won't do that anymore, won't criticize anymore. And a third thing, she hasn't said, this shouldn't happen, this shouldn't happen. You know, these three things are things that Dadi will not do anymore. Oh, well, whoever, all of us will not do anymore. Sorry. That I will not be under the influence of my old nature anymore, because it's our old nature that doesn't allow us to make effort. There are a hindrance in your effort. And the fruit of true effort gives first strength. Honest effort first gives strength, and then the fruit. So, let me not be under the influence of my old nature, where I'm not able to move along through my good feelings or my good nature. But the aspects of my bad nature, they deceive me. They make me think in a gross way. They don't allow me to think in a subtle way, in a deep way. Whether it's thoughts for myself or others, let me not keep any wrong kind of thoughts. Just think, Baba is making me move along. Baba is enabling the task to be carried out. Om Shanti.
Thank you. बाबा मिलते हो सामने, कह के मेरे बच्चे जगाया जो आपने।
खुलते ही नैन बाबा मिलते हो सामने, कह के मेरे बच्चे जगाया जो आपने।
हर पल ही होता है अब तो मिलन, वाह मेरे भाग्य मुझे मिले भगवान, वाह मेरे भाग्य मुझे मिले भगवान।
झूम रहा मेरा मन, मेरा मन झूम रहा, झूम रहा मेरा मन, मेरा मन।